When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary with Minky Couture. Luxury you can feel. Visit minkycouture.com to get started.
Come on. Hello, dear listener. Before we get into today's show, quick ask. If you find value in today's show or you've gotten value out of a previous show, please leave us a quick 5-star review. Be super grateful. Thanks a lot. Welcome to Money Savage, a savage approach to personal finance. This is George Grumbacher, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, the strong and powerful Dr. Joe Sallustio. Joe, are you ready to do this?
I'm born ready, my friend.
I love it. Let's do this. Dr. Joe is the COO of Claremont Lincoln University, an accredited online university. They are pursuing socially conscious education. I'm excited to have you on. Joe, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
You know, I am currently residing in Chino Hills, California. I've been in higher education for almost 20 years. I have a great passion for changing people's lives. I hated school growing up, so it's kind of my ironic story is that I detested school, had no direction, and then I end up in higher education. Isn't that something else? And truly, I had zero direction and actually performed very poorly in school until I got older. I found higher education, changing people's lives, you know, and it became almost like an addiction to have people come to you and say, you know, you've changed my life. Thank you for keeping me in school. Thank you. And, you know, it just became a right fit. You get to use your sales knowledge. You get to use your a passion for life changing. And then you create this ripple effect and these people go out there and do great things. So, you know, it's been where I've been for a long, long time. I don't see myself ever moving away from higher education. And, you know, it's been a lifelong goal to make a difference now. You know, the only way to a better sustainable world is through education, in my opinion.
Yeah, I love it. Well, that's cool. So you hated school. You didn't find that you had a lot of direction. What was it that you hated about it? Did you have crappy teachers?
Well, I'm sure that's probably the case. And I'd like to blame it on the teachers. Yeah. You know, I think it was like many folks now. You, especially as you're growing up, you get told if you're in a privileged environment that you're going to go to college. That's just what you do. And I was on that track, but I had this, feeling that I needed to work. I wanted to work more than I wanted to go to school. And I think that is much more acceptable today than it used to be, right? Mm-hmm. You, especially when you consider debt, and we're talking about money, and debt's a big factor. For me, it was my parents said, you're going to go to school. That's it. You will go. We will make you stay there and lock you in jail in college if we have to. And you'll get a degree. And then you're on your own. Whatever you decide to do after that, we've given you everything we could give you. But I went through what you would call the college experience. I enjoyed the college experience. I didn't go to class. So my grades just consistently declined. And I joke, in my senior year, I could tell you it's the best GPA of my undergrad that I had had. Because I took racquetball, I took ballroom dancing, I took yoga, which I got a D in, so that didn't help. So you know that's where I was. That's where my head was. Let's give me the hell out of here so I can go work.
Yeah, well, cheers to that. I guess I could have looked it up. What school did you go to?
Undergraduate was the State University of New York College at Oneonta, okay. Which is in the state New York SUNY system. Well known, well respected, great schools. I went there because there was a great girl, male to female ratio.
Smart.
And I had some friends that went there. So there you go.
Yeah. Well, we're cut from the same cloth probably in a lot of ways, but I can look back and I can refer to my 4-year undergraduate degree as drinking camp, and that's about the extent of it. So, which was totally awesome. So
in higher education, I just say it's the the college experience.
There you go. Know? College experience. That's mm-hmm. yeah, that's probably a much smarter way to describe it. All right. But the light bulb turned on. How did that happen?
Yeah. You know, I think like a lot of folks, as you get older, you get into a work environment where you're lacking certain skills. So I was overseeing at that point in my career in higher education, I was overseeing close to 100 people. And I was having a number of HR issues come up. And I was like, I have no idea how to deal with this. Some things I wouldn't even be able to repeat on your podcast.
Sure.
And I said, I need to go back to school. I'm going to go get a master's degree. I'm going to get it in organizational leadership with a focus in strategic human resource management. So I'm better prepared in my career. I didn't need it. No one paid for it except for me. In fact, my mentors at the time told me not to do it. And I took on debt to get it. But it was a really good decision for my particular trajectory. So it was about preparation. It was about learning. It was about success, long-term investment, if that makes sense.
No, it 100% does. And like everybody, I assume like everybody who sort of just went through the motions of going and getting a college degree, you know, because it was the next step in the chain. I didn't care about any of it at all. I just knew that I needed to do it. And so I was there to get grades and have a good time. Now, as a 42-year-old, I'm like, wow, there's a million things I would love to be able to go to a university setting and learn. And I imagine that is an experience that it sounds like that's exactly what you had. How are you working to make that happen for people as they're going about it the first time versus going through it and wasting time?
Well, you know, now I work for Claremont Lincoln University, which is a strictly a graduate institution. So we're really dealing with students who are adult students who now want to find their way. They're like I was before, where it's like, I need this skill. What do I do? But, you know, poise is a big factor in this. It's easy to say, I want to go back to school. And a lot harder to actually make the investment of time and energy, especially if you have kids like I did and you got somebody pulling on your leg 24/7. I got my doctorate with two kids. It's hard. It's not easy. But I've always said, one of my mentors said, it's better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it. And, you know, my feeling is always, you know, you have to invest in yourself somehow. It doesn't, you know, education is more accessible now than it ever has been with the online learning. Everybody's been forced to move to online learning. Mm-hmm. So if you're somebody who wants to get into education now, it can be done fully online with any school in the country. And so accessibility to education is really at an all-time high for those that want to get there. And, you know, online classes, everything that is built now is to keep us at home. Isn't that the case? Right. So you can do this at home on your couch in your pajamas, roll out of bed and get into class and get a degree. And that's, you know, the passion for me now is taking people who maybe have thought about it, not sure, don't want to go to class, can't make the investment. I got kids at home, and saying, hey, look, you can still do it.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. And it's motivating people to that action, right? The whole
lead self-confidence.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Building self-confidence. It's building, you know, because a lot of people, when they come to us, they know they need it and they know they want it. But how do you get them over the hump? And so a lot of it is building self-confidence. It's creating a pathway. It's making sure they understand, you know, you're selling an intangible. It's not like I'm not selling you a water bottle and I get to hand it to you and you get the water bottle right away by making a financial transaction. This financial transaction is about you giving me something, which is dollars, and me giving you something that is knowledge, but you can't hold it in your hand ever, right? Until the end when you get a piece of paper. And that piece of paper is a lot lighter than the amount of money that you put in.
Right.
So there has to be the intangible understanding of knowledge. And so you have to make people understand that the payoff is long-term.
Yeah, the whole delaying gratification and appreciating trade-offs and being able to weigh those two things or a ton of things, your time and your attention, your money, for something down the road that, again, you know that you want and you probably know that you need, but how do I do that?
What's the return?
Yeah.
What's the return, right? ROI, students are a lot, especially adult students, in terms of being financially savvy, students are are much more in a consumeristic bend than ever before. I'm going to invest X dollars. What am I getting in return? Am I getting a better job? Am I going to have a pathway to a job that has a better title and more money? What's my discretionary income going to look like? Can I pay back my student loans? Negative amortization, all those things are really important concepts that, you know, when you're the 18-year-old going into college and your parents are pushing you in there, a lot of times they're helping you pay your loans, or you don't have no understanding of what the financial burn is on your parents at that time. So, you know, for an adult student, you've got a job, you've got money, you've got income. And so what does that mean for you? What's the return?
Right.
That's a big question. The value of higher education, right?
And so that's part of your process, is helping people to actually figure that out.
Sure. I mean, I think there's this short-term value and there's a long-term value. Short-term, you may want something right away, but it may not come, right? A lot of students want some kind of guarantee, and there's no guarantee. Even if you walk out with a graduate degree, you still have to go to an interview, and you still have to crush it on your own without Claremont Lincoln University or somebody else advising you. So there's always this X factor of what is your personal stake going to be. But, you know, there's a degree you can get for reasons that are, you know, like liberal arts, because you want to learn more about English history. And there's a degree where you can become a manager of a human resource department, and you need specific law and ethics skills to get that. There's a big difference on the type of degree, whether it's leading to a job or whether it's leading to just, you know, your knowledge expansion.
Yeah. Makes sense. Already being a practitioner in that field and just appreciating that in order to go further, you need to go deeper and actually get that knowledge set. I can see that would be really a very rewarding thing to be able to help people like that versus trying to help 18-year-old George or Joe do whatever they were doing during that time. So what's fascinating, and perhaps it's not fascinating to you, perhaps it's you're almost watching the bodies of your enemy float down the river as COVID is forcing so many of these universities who are charging so much money to scramble around. What's your thoughts on what's going on, and read the tea leaves on what the future is going to look like?
Yeah, that's a big question. There's a spectrum that comes with how to answer that. You know, I think that we will see, and most of the prognosticators in our industry think that a lot of schools will close, especially those schools that have a year or two of whether you consider it endowment or operating expense, and declining enrollment. Right, your overall tuition revenue, gross revenue is going to decrease. Your expenses probably are the same, and a lot of them are fixed. And then all of a sudden, you've got yourself upside down really quickly. And so you pull money from reserves and you start to wonder what your future looks like. So what students do is going to say a lot about what happens. If coronavirus gets worse in fall because it decides to combine with the flu and all the schools are online again, a lot of students are going to continue to go on the gap year bend. You know, and how many of them come back? And we've talked about the value of higher education and whether you should go to work first and find yourself. Students now are taking a gap year. They're going to work. They're getting a paycheck at 21. And if it's a good paycheck, how many of them turn around and go, see a job, I'm going back to my senior year, and I'm going to make no money and be a poor college student again? There's a really big question about how undergraduate looks. Graduate probably will be okay. I think people will still go to school online. They're working adults, you know. But I think, you know, then you got kids at home in school. And for many of folks out there, that they're at home being homeschooled, and then how do you do that as an adult and homeschool your kids and, you know, have them on Zoom 24/7 with their elementary school and then go to school at night? So we're seeing a lot of students just saying, wait, I need to wait until the stress comes down. So schools are going to close. Higher education's in flux. It's, you know, when they're on ground, some there's breakouts, and then there's, you know, Alabama's football coach got COVID. He's in isolation right now. So it's going to continue to happen. And so my prediction is over the next year or so, we're going to see things in higher education get a little bit worse than they are.
Yeah, appreciate that. So your advice to people who are who are in practice and they are just interested in going deeper or just continue to progress to make a dent in the world in whatever their chosen profession is, how should they be weighing the outlay of resources for the return of the knowledge of the diploma?
You know, look, here's what I'll say. There is a ton of choices on how to develop yourself right now. Personal or professional development. There's short courses. There's long courses. There's self-paced courses. There's synchronous. There's asynchronous. If you actually look at what's available out there and you think about even Google coming out with short courses, you can go to Coursera. You want to learn a skill. You can YouTube something, Khan Academy, and learn how to the Pythagorean theorem a little bit better if you really want to. If you want a degree, you still have to go to a regionally accredited university to get something that's respectable. But I think, it's really about finding a way to develop yourself professionally during these times that we're at home. You take advantage of that. If you don't take advantage of that, you're at home and you can do something online and you're not spending an hour in the car going back and forth to work. Listen to a podcast, listen to an educational podcast, listen to this podcast, learn more about money management. And I just think there are ways to develop yourself professionally that have a good return without, until you figure out whether you want to make what we would call a big jump and get a full, master's degree or doctoral degree or undergraduate degree for that matter. So there's a lot out there in terms of content on how to learn.
Yeah. Amen to that. I think that's such good advice right there, is that you have to be investing in yourself in some capacity, somehow, some way, because there's, from my perspective, zero excuse or reason for not doing it for all the reasons you just laid out. You can have a podcast in your ears at the gym while you're doing the dishes, on your car ride home. You can learn about the Pythagorean theorem or whatever. I think that getting back also to that self-confidence deal. The more that you're learning and getting better and you're in the habit of improving, then that will probably help you to make your decision of, I want to make this outlay of actually going to and getting the degree from an accredited place.
Yeah. And it's even audiobooks. I mean, everything's designed to meet you where you are. If you don't take advantage of those things, sitting down and reading a book for an hour takes more effort than putting those things in your ear. Podcasts are a really nice way to learn now. It's a really nice way to find out about things that you don't know about and develop yourself professionally. If you find out through listening to this podcast that you don't know as much about dollars and cents as you thought you did, then it might be time to look at a course in accounting if you really want to.
Yeah.
If you don't know about social justice, there's a lot of passion around social justice right now. In Claremont Lincoln University, we deal in even non-credit courses in finding out about bias, for example. So there's so many things out there. It's just about commitment.
It is a story of commitment. So what's Dr. Joe's advice to 18-year-old Joe?
Oh, man, that's probably the best question I've gotten in a long time. This one burns me to this day. I think there's probably 3 points in life, and I'm the same age you are. There's 3 points in life I could look back on and go, if I had made a different decision, it would have taken me in a different path. So at 18, I passed up a half ride, 50% scholarship to go to a university called Salve Regina in Rhode Island, play soccer. And I gave it up because, first of all, I had no confidence to leave home, go that far away from home. But two, because I was not confident I could maintain a 3.0 GPA, which is a B. It's a low B, and I didn't think I could do it. So I passed on that scholarship, and that was a rich college, like wicker furniture in the dorm room kind of thing, to go to a state school where I'm packed in with like six other dudes in a one-bedroom apartment. So I think that's my advice. Dr. Joe's advice to young Joe would be, take a risk. Don't get too comfortable being in your little bubble. Sometimes you have to take a risk in life, and it might change your life, but you never know if you don't do it.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, and then shifting to your difference making tip for everybody. Enough of just your advice to yourself. Give us your difference making tip, please.
My difference making tip is similar, but in business, it's to say yes. That's the way I've progressed through business, is that when you're presented with an opportunity, even if you don't think you can do it, say yes and then go figure it out later. And it's people who say yes and take on opportunity that opportunity opens up for.
Like, that is great stuff. That definitely gets, come on.
Come on.
Joe, thank you for coming on. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you? How can they learn about the coursework at Claremont Lincoln University?
Visit claremontlincoln.edu, and you'll find out about our programs in socially conscious education. People can find me on LinkedIn, Joe Salustio, and then I have a podcast called The EdUp Experience at www.edupexperience.com. It's focused on higher education and higher education issues.
Love it. Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Dr. Joe your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to claremontlincoln.edu. You can find Joe on LinkedIn and check out the EdUp Experience.
You got it.
Love it. Thank you again, Joe. And until next time, keep fighting the good fight because we are all in this together. Spending too much time on social? Is your daily screen time over 2 hours? Are you a little bit overweight? Not saving enough money? Any or all of these are familiar. Strive could be for you. The Strive 2-week online bootcamp will help you to detox your mind, body, and money, getting you on your way to a happier, healthier, wealthier, and more confident life. Go to strivedetox.com, strivedetox.com, and get your mind, body, and money right.